Kilayim Perk Zion Mishneches. Otzitz Nokov. So most learn that this is a pot made out of pottery that had a hole in it on the bottom, small little hole that the Mefarshim explained that one root can come out and connect to the ground underneath it. So it does have, obviously, soil inside the pot. So Mekadesh Bekerem. If one would leave this pot on the ground with the hole on the bottom of the pot so that the earth in the pot is connecting to the earth below it, it's Mekadesh Bekerem. So if one has, let's say, grain inside of this little pot and he plants it in a vineyard, it becomes Mekudesh. V'sheinu nokov, einu Mekadesh. However, if he plants a pot that has no hole, just a regular pot in a vineyard, it does not become Mekadesh. But still, it sounds like it's asur lechatchila to do that, even if there's no hole on the bottom. For Rabbi Shimon Oimer, zev zeh oisrin. Rabbi Shimon says they're both asur v'loy mekachin. However, Rabbi Shimon is more mekel, and he says they're not mekadish. Even if you have a hole in the bottom of a pot, a small hole, Rabbi Shimon holds that does not connect it to the ground. And this is Rabbi Shimon's shita throughout Shas, that an otzitz nokov is considered totally separate. And we've mentioned this earlier. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah continues, Amavir otzitz nokov bekerem. So according to the Tanakhama, when one passes through his vineyard with an otzitz nokov, however, he does not put it down. So you have this pot with a hole in it, with, let's say, wheat growing in this little pot, and instead of putting it down, he walks through the kerem, and he's passing it, and this pot passes underneath where the vines are. Im hoisif b'masayim aser. So if what's in the pot grows 1/200th more than what it was beforehand, during the time that it was underneath the vines, it's usr. And you have to destroy the pot. The Rav says that only what's in the pot is usr, but the vines that were above it are not usr. And Taisyantav is medayik from the word usr. It should say kidesh in the Mishnah. So we see that the only thing that's usr is what's in the pot. So why is that? So the Rav gives a clue and he says, because they were not put down on the karka. You didn't put the pot down on the karka. Had you put the pot down on the karka and rested it there, then the vines would have become usr too. But while it's moving, it's not usr. So the Taisi Santav asks, why is that? Why while it's moving is only what's in the pot usr and not on top? So really there's no issue here of kilayim because nothing's really planted into the ground. But they made a knas, a fine, and when they made such a knas for him, they only usr what's in the pot. But they didn't go that far and usr what's growing in the vineyard. And he brings examples earlier in the Mishnayos where we aser certain things because of knas, like by the case of a person tried to aser something that wasn't his, and we said that ein adam mekadesh davar she'eino shelo. However, poskim hold that he has to destroy though what's his own. So you see, there's such a concept of, as a knas, as like a punishment or fine for doing things. Therefore, they only asered what's in the pot. Melech Shlomo learns the Rav a little differently. He brings down Rabbeinu Yosef, that the difference between leaving it down on the ground and raising it is not because when you leave it on the ground, that's any different than carrying it through. According to the way he's learning, they're both going to be a problem. The difference is why do we only asur what's in the pot? Because the pot, if you discern how long it takes to add 1/200th, or how do you figure that out? So by the pot itself, although the pot went through many different vines, but altogether, cumulatively, you got 1/200th with all the vines. So the pot became usr. But when you look at the vines themselves, each one, while the pot was under it, the pot by each vine certainly didn't grow more than 1/200th. Therefore, because when you look at each vine, under that vine, the pot didn't grow, so you're not going to asur the vine. But the pot itself, since you combine all the vines that was underneath the pot, there, that's why the pot only becomes asur. And that's what the Rav said. When the Rav said, because you didn't put the pot down, had you put the pot down, you would have asur the vines. It's not because physically when it's connected to the ground, it asurs, but rather the way he's learned, Rabbeinu Yosef, is that if you would have put it down, it would have stayed there, and then both the vine would have been over it during the time that the pot also grew 1/200th, and that's why it would have been usr. And the Rav says the way to determine how it grows 1/200th, he's explained earlier, and like we said, depending on how long it takes to dry out, that's how you know how long it takes to grow.